In the article, Ohio Same-Sex Couples Marrying in Wayne County by Louise Ronald, the author talks about the large numbers of gay couples coming to Wayne County from Ohio and other surrounding states in order to obtain marriage licenses. Since the article was published in January of 2015, Ohio still had laws in place forbidding gay marriage, so Ronald talks about this as the reason why so many Ohio couples travel to Indiana to get married. The author also makes sure to mention that with future changes to the laws, these numbers and trends could change drastically. I was extremely interested in this article because it involves Ohio, because I don't live anywhere near Richmond or have any clue about anything in Richmond. I talked to some local LGBTQ community members that I know from Oxford and Hamilton, Ohio. Talking to my friends and family about this topic helped me to look at a broader spectrum and to find a way that my life could intertwine with Richmond's. This thought process led me to searching things about Wayne County and Ohio. Connecting this piece of my life helped me to become more interested in the project, and it helped me feel like I actually had the right to add to the archive. So the article includes a lot of statistics on how many marriage licenses were issued in the given time range, how many of those were Native Indiana couples, and the number of couples from other states. There's an article highlights section that includes the main points of the whole article. Wayne County issued 37 marriage licenses to same-sex couples between October 7th and December 31st, and nearly 60% of those licenses went to couples who crossed the border from Ohio. The article also offers various different quotes from employees of Wayne County and includes a picture of a wedding between two women as the cover. These personal accounts add pathos in the article, while the statistics used add in the use of logos. The main ethos comes from this being a news article, so it's automatically important enough for the public to hear about it. Towards the end of the article, the author mentioned something about the Supreme Court and how the future decisions to be made could change the patterns in Wayne County, which somewhat uses logos, but also adds some ethos in acknowledging that patterns could possibly change. Ronald uses the term gay as an umbrella for the couples that she talks about, but doesn't really specify any further. She's more focused on where the people come from, whether that be Indiana, Ohio, or other neighboring states, which I think is something that's pretty rare in these kinds of articles. The author doesn't really talk about having a problem with people coming here to get their marriage licenses, but is almost using the information as a call out to neighboring states like Ohio to maybe help them realize that their decisions aren't stopping people from getting married. Only 5 months after the article was published in January 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in all 50 states. Since then, Ohioans haven't had to travel outside of the state to obtain licenses, which would cause Indiana's numbers to go down drastically. According to the article, 22 of 37 couples applying for marriage licenses between October 7th and December 31st were residents of Ohio. Without the majority of these couples traveling to Indiana now, Indiana's numbers were bound to drop.